Well, it's 2:30 two on a Tuesday afternoon, and lo and behold, Margaret Mills is back with us. Good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Scott.
And what have you got for us today?
Well, today I've got a character known as 16 String Jack.
And what is 16 String Jack?
Oh, I'm very glad you asked me that. There used to be, there is no longer, sadly, a pub near Thaden Boyce, and it was known as the 16 String Jack. And many people used to say, well, where did that name come from? The original 16 String Jack was a highwayman by the name of John Rann.
Oh, yeah.
John Rann was born, we know, in about 1750. He worked at various different jobs. One of the jobs that he worked at when he grew up was working for a military officer. And it's said that he began to get a rather extravagant taste in clothing. And one of the ways he expressed his extravagant taste in clothing was to wear breeches with 8 strings on the left knee and 8 strings on the right knee. Hence, he was nicknamed 16 String Jack.
Oh, right.
Now, Jack wasn't content with just being a manservant. He had ambitions much above that. He started off as a pickpocket when he left service. And from being a pickpocket, he progressed to being a highwayman. Now, it's quite likely, knowing the reputation of the Epping Forest area, that Epping Forest was one of his haunts when he plied his trade as a highwayman. But we do know that he was very active in the London area. One of his claims to fame is that one of the people he robbed was the chaplain to King George III's daughter, Princess Amelia.
Might not have been such a good idea.
Well, no, perhaps not. But if you're going to rob someone, I suppose you could say, you know, go for the top.
Yes.
And he obviously did. After a long career as a highwayman, quite a successful career, I might add, he was eventually caught and convicted and sentenced to be hung at Tyburn Fields, the usual place where highwaymen met their end. It said he was extremely cheeky in court, very defiant in court, and at the age of 24, after a very successful career as a highwayman, he met his end, we're told, very bravely. His name lives on, albeit only his nickname, but certainly in Thaden Boyce, the pub may be gone, but it's still very much alive in people's memories.
Well, 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 okay. Thank you very much indeed for that. And where are you off to next week?
Next time, I'm off to look at Black Shuck.
What is Black Shuck? Shuck, whatever.
A ghostly dog.
Oh, right, okay. We'll look forward to that. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Scott.